Robin Black call it a quits, but her mama Tokyo Toni doesn't. And guess what? Beyonce wins again. Stay tuned to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality Check.
Yo, this is my new anthem.
This is the new fighting song.
Yes, yes, yes. It's giving me, what's the girl's name again? No one on the corner has swagger like us.
M.I.A.
This is like the cute version of Nuck If You Buck.
This make me want long hair.
Yes. Hurry, better put them tennies on.
Okay.
You better
her name's
put...
TK, T-K-A-Y.
Well,
we should
listen,
check her out on
Black China is lacing up her tennies because she is...
Is she or is her mama?
You know what?
Girl, I was like, why are you on... Girl, why? Why are you 50-something years old, girl, and you aspiring to be a YouTube star?
Let me just say, did you watch her recent video?
Which one?
When she addressed Caitlyn Jenner.
And called Caitlyn Jenner the N-word several times.
No, not N-word. The F-word. But it's just as derogatory.
Oh, girl, that too.
Well, yeah, but like, I feel like her calling Caitlyn Jenner the F-word, F-A-G-G-O-T, I refuse to say it because it's just not in my vocabulary.
Well, I
think that's a word that we should erase from our vocabulary, especially in 2017. There are more colorful selections that we have to choose from, but someone as ignorant as Tokyo Toni, I expect nothing less.
I mean, honestly.
But that does not make it okay. When she said that about Caitlyn Jenner, like, come on. Like, I was expecting the LGBTQ community to come for her. And
no
I really feel like...
Attention. No one caring about a Tokyo China tea slam bam thank you, girl.
Yeah.
Tokyo, like, it's just like... Actually, not even Tokyo. Let's
What's her real name?
Who cares? Girl, like I said, Black. Get your mama together, girl. Like,
get
you
her
out
together.
Here scamming, and your
get
mama
her together.
Out here.
So she basically said that because
aspiring to be on the Shade Room. Like, I'm just.
She said that about Caitlyn Jenner calling Rob stupid for, I guess, dealing with Blac Chyna.
Well,
whatever, whatever. We've all said it.
He was stupid.
We knew what the deal was. Blac knew what the deal was. Rob secretly knew what the deal was, but he was just all for it. Especially when she got pregnant and he was just happy to have a baby. Because I really think that he's a great father. But come on, Rob somewhat had to know exactly what China was up to. I mean, can we do a timeline of events and just look at her history?
Well.
But anyway, I digress. I think that Tokyo Toni, I mean, she is entertaining. She's definitely a character. But you can't just be out here using words like that. Like, that's hurtful to people who are not even... Like who are not gay?
That,
you didn't find that offensive at all?
Honestly, no, because it came out of her mouth. Like I just like to be honest, like just from honestly, what I found more offensive, my whole like thought process of like trying to even consider her an actual human being stopped when she said, "You walking around the park wearing dress heels, and and dropped the N-word," and I was just like. That was a real sentence. Like, that actually, you formulated that. That came out of your mouth.
I mean, the fact that
and
she came
so that
for
was before
Chris-
she said the F word, before she said faggot. And so I'm like, already, like, your first sentence out of your mouth, like, sounds like, why am I even watching this?
True.
I'm watching this because I want to internally laugh at you. That's why I watched your video several times. And I'm actually going to play this other one that you posted, too.
We
can laugh at you.
No, the last one that she did post was comical.
No, this shit is
fine. You still got them pissy-ass sheets on your kid's bed, not to mention them cummy-ass sheets on your bed. How your refrigerator looking on the inside? Oh, I ain't talking about the food. I'm talking about the spilled juice, the onions and shit at the bottom. Yeah.
So
Did you own a vacuum? Do you know how to clean up? How about cook? It's too much motherfucking shit.
First of all, let's talk about those broomsticks that she called eyelashes. Talking about, do you have a broom? Do you have this? Do you have that? I mean, I can't.
Do the dishes.
I just really, Tokyo, Toni.
But I mean, this is what they're doing. Like, this is the thing. This is their chance right now.
But I bet you she's going to land on a show.
Yep.
I bet you that.
Love and hip hop.
Speaking of storylines, Kathleen has a new boo.
Mm-hmm. Girl, bye. I mean,
everybody was coming for his bald spots, but baby boy just ain't brush his hair though. I really believe that. Cause I was like, Shazam, it is looking a little bald in certain areas.
She likes her some older, she likes her like those 90s, like the guys that were like 30, popping 30 in their 90s. Yeah.
You know what? So
that refer to women as females. Like that's the type of girl,
like
that,
a New York type of dude.
Yeah. But like a 90s New York, like.
Well, the first video that she posted of him, I was like, but you really couldn't see him. You just saw his profile a little bit.
What's his coin status?
Who knows? It doesn't look like much. He didn't even brush his hair. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know. Whatever. But I just really think that she's pushing it for a storyline. And then Stevie too. Free, hashtag free Bonnie Bella.
Okay.
People. We're so over this, and honestly, like, they are so exhausting, and not in a good way.
I think, honestly, Love & Hip Hop has probably got two more seasons left. Honestly, like,
give
it's
me
just,
one.
They'll do two, because, you know, they just be shitting them out the park.
Did you guys talk about how Hustling came from Mona Scott, and that was a whole big ordeal last week?
Because she
week.
Was supposed to go on Wendy Williams? That one, or is there a new one?
No, I don't know if this happened in the middle of the
she
week.
She said
or
she wants to expose Mona Scott.
She did, kind of, and then, like, she came for K. Michelle, and K. Michelle put up, like, this video of her new little restaurant spot, and then they were, like, going back and forth, and K. Michelle was, like, coming for Hustling, and blah, blah, blah. It was just, like, a mess.
It's just messy, and it's just, like, at this point, Love & Hip Hop, like, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what's going on, what's tea.
Mona
like,
knows what she's doing. She's collecting coins on other people's embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. And it just always amazes me to hear her in interviews talk about how,
who, Mona?
Like, mm-hmm. Like, and how the PR work with her is just so, like, I'm unbothered.
She's kind of shady, though. What's that one dude? He's a gay guy. He's on one of these shows. He's dark skinned.
He's on a reality show?
Yeah. You know, I think he's been here before. I should know his name, but don't.
Larry?
No, not Larry. I think he flaked on us. What's it? Because
Milan, of Christopher?
I think it was Milan. Did he pose nude on, like, a cover? So, a reporter...
Oh, it wouldn't move. I couldn't see that video, but what did she say?
Honey, I did. We're a little shady, but... Basically, the reporter was like, did you...
It was Smith, right?
No, it wasn't him. Oh. It was the other one. It was a guy. It was a guy from the Shade Room.
Oh, okay.
But he was like, did you see it? No, it was... Shout out to Smith. Yeah, it was him. And she was just being shady, like, yeah, I found that... Like, it was, like, a very shady response. She didn't say the word interesting, but it was something like, oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, my God. I was talking to my roommate.
Super shady.
He was like, you know what should be a swear word?
What?
Disappointment. He's like, can you imagine if someone was like, you're just a disappointment.
You, yeah.
Like, damn. And I'm really
sad with
it. I think
I'm going to just do that. Like, you know what, Mona?
Disappointed with you.
I'm really disappointed.
You got pushed away from the thing.
I'm disappointed. Jersey Shore reunion.
Woo,
are
right.
we here for it? I'm kind of not, but honey, just looking at the first cast picture,
yeah,
in comparison to the one now, you're
like looking like a rehab where they've been now. Like
the glow up is real, and the one starring in that glow up is Snooki.
Yeah, she's like she is star power.
Night and day.
Yeah.
Night and day.
Okay, so I don't know about you, but were you watching?
I've never watched Jersey Shore. I've never been interested.
Really?
I think I watched one episode and I'm like, I'm good.
I can't believe it's about to be 10 years. That's a decade. That's like, I can't. but, so the thing about it is this. So I just finished watching family rehab camp thing. Shit, I always forget the name of it. But it was with like...
Marriage Boot Camp?
Marriage Boot Camp, but it was the family edition.
Okay.
And it had the situation on it. So he was supposed to go in jail. So I'm assuming they're going to film this right when he gets out, maybe? Or before he goes in?
Hmm.
One. Two, Pauly D and Aubrey are still dating. Awkward. Because I heard some tea about them from a friend of theirs, and it was like...
What was the tea? They're really not together. He's in
well,
guys?
Well, he doesn't treat her that great. That he, like, kind of... like, and she kind of takes it. And I'm like,
I can see that happening.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Riding off that Jersey Shore. Then Ronnie and Malika broke up because they're unfamously single and they were like butt buddy from the moment they walked in with each other. And then she was like deuces because he's emotionally unavailable. And I used to like him and Sammy on the show, but I'm like, after watching him on Famously Single, I'm kind of like, meh. Now here's my thing with the show because they haven't said exactly what it's going to be. I think it should be an 6 to 8 episode miniseries. Six.
Let's do a cute five.
Here's why, though. So if we do six, the first four would be broken up, two people for each episode. We see what they've been doing, where they're at with their family lives, them getting ready for this trip. The last two episodes are they go to the Jersey Shore, just them, no family, and then we get like a good two episodes of them at the Jersey Shore, old. That's all I could really do. And then never bring it back. Never bring it back again.
I'm not here for it. Like, I can pass on this. If there was like a Laguna Beach reunion or the Hills reunion, I'm totally down for it. But this Jersey Shore stuff.
What the bitch? No one wants to see Lauren Conrad drinking out of fucking Starbucks cup.
I want to know what's going on because she's a mom now. Like, pretty much the whole cast are like moms now. Like, Whitney's a mom, except for Lo. Do you remember Lo from Laguna Beach? Poor Lo. She's not a mom. Which, that's okay, but I say this because I watch her YouTube channel, which only gets like 5,000 views, but honey, compared to mine.
Why are you giving, you're like putting her up here, then you're like.
Because I didn't like her as a character on Laguna Beach anyway. Like, I thought she was just like, she was Lauren's best friend and she was just boring to me. But she recently did a YouTube about like comparing herself to her friends, and that's why I said that. So I thought that like if they all had a reunion, it will be interesting to see like the different dynamics where people are. Like, some people are making a lot of money and some people are not, and I just think that would be interesting to see.
Like Heidi and Lauren are really the only two that kind of ever did anything after that, huh?
No, like Whitney definitely went on to do like a lot of stuff. Like, Audrina didn't really. She's still trying to like push her modeling and acting career.
If it ain't happened since then.
Yeah. And like Steven, I would love to know what's going on with Steven, with his little cute self. I fell off.
I don't even know who that is, but I knew he was.
And then Brody, it would be great because Brody's like a Jenner. And so that would tie into like the whole Kardashian thing.
Come on, E.
I mean, I'm just like, I'm here for it. Give us a cute little like follow up reunion special on Laguna Beach. And the Hills, all of the characters together.
See, this bitch over here, Jersey Shore, made way more views than that.
No, more than Laguna Beach?
What?
Are you kidding me?
Jersey Shore was one of the biggest shows, especially
And Laguna
reality.
Beach was, too. No, and the Hills.
I never featured Laguna Beach or the Hills. Like, I watched that shit like fucking watching a motherfucking Pop-Tart toast. Like, I cannot with that.
It was really good. So did you just... Tamar Braxton recently posted something on Insta, and it was like this message. Wait, I don't know who.
Sorry, but I didn't.
What is she talking about? Kids. Let me read it for you because I'm interested. She says, "Getting the attention of a man don't make you a winner. Getting attention because you are already a winner makes you a winner. FYI, don't be a highway sis." Like, who is she talking to
herself,
or about?
Probably. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, girl, like, people only post things when they see something that resonates with them. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you posting that? I couldn't tell you anything that she does, because why are you putting a song out called My Man and this has nothing to do with your life? Who writes your music? Tamar makes no sense to me. I love her. I think she's beautiful and I think she can sing. What else is going on?
Wow. I'm just saying, got that tea, let us know. Hashtag
maybe she's talking
to
T.I. and Tiny, because I can't with them either. I cannot.
They were just on vacation celebrating our little Oinker's birthday.
Like, how are you guys getting along better now that you guys are like, let's get a divorce? Oh, and now you guys are with each other all the time. Happy.
I mean, they posted these beautiful messages to each other saying, like, we're always going to be best friends, which I do get because...
Oh, my God, I want a salt pretzel with nacho cheese right now. Sorry. It just came to me in that moment. I took a bite of popcorn. It just delivered me from evil right there.
Well, happy birthday to Tiny.
Okay. So Nicki Minaj. Well, so Azealia Banks basically was supposed to... She out here just shading everybody.
Isn't she supposed to be collabing with...
Iggy Azalea?
White Chicks?
Iggy Azalea.
White Chicks.
Yeah. But not. I don't think that's going to happen. So
why not?
Wait, girl, ready? All right, let me give you all the tea right now.
Let me see.
So Iggy Azalea basically got kicked from her label.
Bye!
And she wanted to put her album out, Digital Distortion, which has been pushed back, like, years at this point.
I like the name.
It is cute. We'll never see it, so that's cool.
It's a distortion.
Sorry! I got a little too distorted in there, bitch.
Sorry, Iggy.
So basically, she put out, what was the first song? Mo Bounce in the Motherfucker.
And honey, that was our song. Reality Check was all... Yep, we supported that.
You know?
And we still might. We can go out with that. We're going out with Mo Bounce.
Then she put it out there with Switch, which, girl, no one was here for that. No one knew it came out, which, again, part of your label. Basically, what I heard is, like, Iggy ain't really here for the artistry of it. But, so this rumor was that she was supposed to do a song with Azalea Banks. Azalea Banks tweeted out, you're gonna love this shade. Hi, everybody. I would love to do a song with Iggy Azalea. Please stop asking me when the song will be done. I don't know yet, as this was just an idea brought up. She didn't, now seeing that she publicly acknowledged it, I guess that we will be doing a song together as long as the financial situation's correct. Yeah, it should be fine. I'm very excited to move forward with this project. So basically, Azalea Banks was like, Iggy Azalea is using my name right now. And I haven't seen no coinage from it.
Using her name for what, though? How am I going to benefit from using Azalea Banks' name?
Because they hate each other. It was a racial thing that caused them to, like, not like each other. And it's kind of actually the last card that either one of them has. It's like, all right, girl, everyone hates me. Everyone hate you, too. All right, well, let's team up. And everyone's like, no one cares.
Yeah. It's kind of like when D-Ray came for Planet of the Apes with the vest. Really?
I mean... Sir.
PR stunt.
Yeah.
Because I really think that that's what it was.
Really?
And then all, yes.
How much you think he got paid for
and
that?
Then all of a sudden, this news outlet used his image in a negative way, which I do agree that that's not okay. But I think that it was like some money passed off. Like, all of a sudden, now you want the public to have sympathy for you because of this news station has used your image in the wrong way. Whatever. I'm skeptical of all things D-Ray.
Well, I'm
hashtag
skeptical.
Black Lives Matter.
Of all things
do.
With Azalea Banks, too. Because
and
so not
chickens.
Only did she have that with... not only did she have that going on with Iggy Azalea, but apparently she was supposed to do a song with Safari, Nicki Minaj's ex, and she came out to say, I have a song that I did with Safari Samuels. Actually, it kind of came out of nowhere. I guess people are like, oh, that's rivalry because it's Safari. But honestly, it's just industry shit. I assume that he played a part in some of Nicki Minaj's hot singles. So I was like, shit, we should definitely go to the studio together. But it actually turned out to be me writing for him. So Safari and I put this song together and I wrote a bunch of his part and it's really fucking hot. Nicki Minaj came out to say, Azalea confirms... Well, she reposted that one of her fans wrote. Azalea confirms that while she wanted Safari to write for her, it turns out that she had to write for him because he didn't have the ability. So Nicki basically is saying, all y'all was saying Safari was writing my shit.
But Nicki, do you write your own stuff, though? Do you,
I don't think that she doesn't. I wouldn't say that. Nicki Minaj probably puts that together, and then she hands it off to somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like...
One page of chicken scratch.
Nicki Minaj be like, what are we going to talk about on the album? Black. Rob. Big butts. Drinking.
Done.
Cool.
Wigs. Speaking of wigs, SVU Special Wigs Unit.
Yeah.
Honey, Black China was serving up wigness during her
all week
press conference.
All week.
And all week.
Call her Polly Pocket. This bitch is switching up her look like... Shit.
Every 5 seconds. Okay. Every 5 seconds. I said, honey, who's your hairdresser? Because I need her to come on down and hook me up.
She really did go from that rainbow.
That unicorn wig, yeah, to, like, give
to
me my
SVU
money. Yeah.
To, like, Shades of Blue Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
She's like, hey, girl, can I borrow that?
How do you feel about Tracee Ellis Ross playing Miss Frizzle? Wouldn't you be here for? So you know Black Twitter.
That's,
you know,
the only person, honestly.
Yeah.
That's the only person you could do.
And guess what?
Because
white,
if you get a
white people,
no,
we don't have to, like, dress up in white face to do it.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, if you get some white, I'm trying to think of, you know.
No, we're just going to stick. We don't even need options because we already got our options.
I love that.
We're
actually
done.
It is great.
So
that's
just
great.
Like Black Twitter set up the whole movie.
Do not dye
with
your hair
Rihanna
red.
And with Lupita.
Uh-huh.
Black Twitter did this. And so Tracee Ellis was like, I'm so here for who's going to direct it, who's going to produce it. And so that was her last tweet about it. I am so here for...
I hear that they've already, like, are in works for this movie.
Really? I thought Black Twitter, like, just did this.
Well, no. Yeah, I think that's probably Black Twitter. But I have personally heard, like, within the industry that this movie was already...
I'm
being talked about coming out.
See, I want it to be a series, though. I want it to be a television thing for kids, just like the old Magic School Bus.
If it's a series, she can't do it.
But why would adults want to watch? Like, I feel like it should be catered to the kids.
No, I think of a course, movie would us be 90 everything.
Babies are gonna be all for
but kids
it.
Kids
will
watch that. Are you kidding me? If they kids don't, just like we were into it, they're gonna make it cool. And especially if they get Tracy Ellis Ross to play the character, the kids are all gonna be so dope and fun.
Yeah,
they could
that's
actually
true.
Get the blackish kids.
No, we're good.
Oh. I love that little boy. What's his name?
We good. Let's get some other people up in here. I mean, no shade, but we aye. Did you watch The Bachelorette?
Did I?
Honey, we got some finalists.
And I agree.
So,
I agree with what Peter.
Here we go. The finalists are Dean, who is 25 and too young. We can't. Eric.
Wait,
who
Dean's
is,
the sensitive one, right?
Dean is the sensitive one. He was talking about his family. I cannot wait to meet his dad because I saw some clips and his dad is a little bit crazy, but you know I love crazy.
Dean looked like he hung
Eric, who was the last black guy left standing. I think he is way too immature. Yeah. He can go. Peter is perfect. And then we have Brian, who was a womanizer and he lives in Miami and he loves the punani. So I can't with them. I'm tired of their makeout sessions. I'm tired of seeing Brian's tongue down her throat. I'm done with it.
How old is
Peter,
she?
Peter. She is 31, I believe. Peter is 37. Brian is also older. I think he's about 37 as well. And then Eric is like 29. Eric can go.
Eric can go. Yeah, like
he can
go.
Go.
It's just you like actually I'm actually offended because the fact that out of all the guys you kept there, all the
it
black
was
men,
Eric.
You kept Eric like
he's handsome, but he is so immature that he's like, I've never brought a woman home. And then he spilled all the tea. He was like, my uncle in jail. My daddy just got out of jail. My auntie in jail.
I'm like, these are things you tell me earlier before we get to the final rose.
I got insecurity issues. I'm emotionally imbalanced. I don't know. I got mama issues. That's why I love you because I feel like you're going to take care of me and you mama. I'm like, Eric, can we not?
So
and
now,
why are
one
you
of,
spilling all of this tea right now?
One of these guys is going to be the bachelor. Is that how it works?
Well, I already know that Dean is getting kicked off because he was in the promos for Bachelor in Paradise. Like one of his pictures. So Dean is gone. Thank God. Brian, I really feel like Rachel is probably going to choose Brian. She better not because
she's engaged from what I hear, right?
Yeah, she is engaged. And then somebody had the nerve to tweet at me. Peter did not accept her engagement. I'm like, where? Show me the receipts. And then they sent me this article saying, like, Peter is not going to get engaged until he's ready. That's fine. He's going to be ready by the season finale. It's going to be Peter and Rachel. And if it's not, Peter is definitely going to be the next Bachelorette. How I feel about Peter is how I felt about Luke. Not so much. Luke is from the last season of The Bachelorette. Luke was fine, but he didn't have the personality of Peter. What?
No.
What happened?
Finish the story.
That's it.
Okay. So remember when we went to that...
Wait, did you see anyone? Who did you see?
No. It's just, it's Chad Johnson.
Okay.
Okay. Well, remember how we saw him at that thing?
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, Chad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I've been watching Famously Single.
Good, I haven't.
And to be quite honest, out of all the guys, I kind of love him.
I told you. I don't know why people hate Chad. I'm like, Chad...
Like, he has issues, and I think this
we
show...
We all have
no,
issues.
But, yeah, he, like, apparently, I haven't watched that season, but apparently he was bad. But I'm like...
No, he
when
wasn't.
He explains what happened with his mom, everything makes sense. And then he went straight from that into The Bachelorette. Like, it's like, okay... That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear him talk about it, I'm like, he's the only sane dude in this house. Like, I was like, okay,
he
Chad.
Was the only sane dude in The Bachelorette, too.
Really?
Yes. Like, I feel like everyone was coming for Chad for no reason. And he was getting bullied. And because of his stature, like, everyone didn't want to make him the victim because he was just so huge and whatever. And they were like, no, he's the bully. No, he wasn't. Anyway, Rach, I will be watching on Monday to see who you choose, see who you send home. Hopefully it's Eric and Dean. And then the last two are going to be Brian and Peter. There is no way that they're ever going to make Brian the Bachelorette. I mean, the Bachelor.
Yeah.
So, ever.
Mel B. We've been going back and forth with her and Steven Belafonte. And
honey,
he
she
wanted,
gotta pay
like,
so much money.
No, but way less than what he had originally wanted.
But
he
that's
wanted, like,
still over $100,000.
No, $40,000.
Oh,
a month.
That's a lot to me.
I mean, that is a lot, but I mean, he wanted like $100,000+ a month.
Well, you
to
know,
pay for like his like membership, gym memberships and shit, like his personal trainer.
Michelle
like,
Epps is getting over $100,000 from Mike. Mike
man,
has a new little boo thing.
She out here looking for a new boo.
She needs to be because Mike Epps definitely did move on, even though he didn't put anything under the caption on his Insta page. We all know that that's your new boo. And Chris Rock has a new boo who's really cute.
Really?
Yeah, they're all really cute.
Speaking of new boos.
And Nick Cannon.
Did you see, well, obviously when Beyonce posted her...
Sir Carter
her
and
Virgin
Rumi.
Mary-esque. I was like, oh my gosh.
And gonna do it at like 1 something in the morning because I was up, but I'm like.
No, it was like 10:30.
No, it
night.
Was early. It was like earlier in the morning.
Really?
Because I remember someone posted a tweet that I liked and it was like, y'all, you just not gonna let us sleep, Beyonce?
And so. I'm like sitting here, like everyone had started posting the thing. I'm like, we live in a crazy world. I'm sitting here looking, zooming in on the picture,
honey.
Analyzing what kind of material is she wearing? And one then I'm like, what is she standing in front of?
One of them looks just like Jay.
Yo, that Z. Nose is like makes Blues look like Ivy. Like, I'm like, that nose.
I'm interested to see, but her snapback is everything. And Portia just announced that she is now a vegan. And she...
Portia Williams? Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really interesting. She said that she recently watched a documentary, What the Health, which I want to watch.
Me too.
Don't tell me about it.
I haven't watched it yet, but... Yeah.
So, and she said after watching that, like, she's like, definitely she is going to do her best to be a vegan, which I'm not a vegan. I'm like a morally, like a moral type vegan.
Stop.
Like,
do you eat fish, though?
No, let me explain.
Okay.
It's like sometimes I just feel really, really bad about eating meat. It's not that I don't eat meat, but it's like... It's not okay the way that they like they raise these animals for slaughter. And it's like I always do like my prayer, like I was taught to bless the food and like really be appreciative of like the entire animal and like give thanks. That was just something that we were raised to do. Mm-hmm. But she mentioned that Beyonce was a vegan. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I never knew Beyonce was a vegan.
Yeah, they did a like a 14-day trial of some vegan delivery service for a minute. Her and Jay, they both are vegan.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it out.
It's hard. I tried to
I'm not gonna be like vegan, but I'm like even now I stay away from dairy. Like I don't do like cow milk at all. I do almond or coconut. And then I don't do cheese unless I'm having a turkey burger. I ain't gonna lie.
I eat cheese.
Shout out to Fat Burger. Yeah, don't do cheese at all unless it's like I'm having like a moment.
I eat that shit like my name K-Swiss. you heard about this man that got caught stuck in the ATM?
For 3 days.
Wait, okay, so I told the story on this week, but I'm gonna say it to you. The funniest thing, so this story comes out, but the night before, me and my roommate are driving, and he goes to US Bank, and there was a man in the drive-thru, and he had the ATM open. Like, the entire thing was open. But it wasn't, like, a worker truck. It was just, like, a normal person. They had the ATM open. And we were like, what's going on here? And my roommate was like, is this broken or something? The guy's like, yeah. Yeah, it's not working. And so we just, like, kind of drove away, like, fuck, we have to go get money.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving away, and we're like, he don't work there. And the ATM, was there just money just sitting out there, like...
Was he a repair person?
No.
Because that's who got stuck in the machine.
And then, second of all, the image of this man sitting inside of a machine, how you had a pen? You just had a pen inside the ATM?
It probably was in his pocket.
And then, what's it called? Daryl going to say, I wonder if, like, someone went up to the machine and they, like, put their card in and you give them a $100 bill.
Aw, poor thing. It was 3 days. That's like traumatizing.
3 days? I thought it was, like, 3 hours.
No, it was 3 days. I think.
No. No way. No one went to that ATM for 3 days?
Let me see. Do you
3 hours, girl.
Oh. I'm so dramatic.
Yeah.
Honey, it was 3 days. I thought it was 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, 3 hours. But shout out to him. He made it out alive. Nipsey Hussle recently. Nipsey Hussle.
I saw the video.
No, I didn't see the video. I just saw, like, him post something on Instagram. It was just, like, an image or a screenshot. And then he wrote, like, this long...
Oh, about the guy behind him.
I'm feeling a couple of ways about this. It's like, dude, when I'm on an airplane, I don't want to hear your music. Like, put your headphones in. But then again, it's like, don't tell me what to do. You can ask me, and then it's my choice whether I put my headphones on or not. But for you to tell me what to do, nah, bruh. But then again, it's like, Nipsey, bruh, you are a grown man. Be considerate of those around you. Everybody ain't trying to listen to your playlist, bruh. Everybody not. So I'm going to have to,
clearly,
like, reality edit that.
It ain't on the Billboard charts.
Oop. Tyler Perry is leaving OWN. He is heading to Viacom, a white network. But you know what? BET That's needs
coin,
it.
Coin.
We need original content. And I feel like Tyler Perry is definitely the one to deliver that. So I'm going to reality check it because we need it. Honey, BET is like the Sahara Desert right now. Dry.
It really is.
You're in a mug.
I feel like there's so many, you know, let's start bringing in some new black faces. You know what I mean? Instead of feeding the old pigeons.
Yeah, but I really think that we need a heavy hitter like Tyler Perry to pave the way, though.
Okay.
Like, we need, like, at least three shows that are Tyler Perry stamped. He knows exactly what to deliver, what we're going to want. Don't bring the have and the have-nots over there, though, because we don't want no soapy drama.
What do you think he's going to bring?
I think he can bring something.
Like what?
The House of Pain, I didn't really necessarily like it, but I feel like something like that is okay for BET.
Really?
Or like something like the Carmichael
show.
It's only Bounce TV-ish.
Oh, now the BET, shame on y'all. Y'all should have invested the money into the Carmichael show and brought that to BET.
But I think that
what I'm saying.
I think
like,
that Tyler
that
Perry would do something like that.
Maybe. I doubt it because he's going to make his own. It's going to be like the Perry show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that Carmichael show, that was such...
It's still on.
Yeah, but it's getting canceled. It's getting pulled. But I'm saying, like, BET, that's where y'all need to be the saviors. Like, that's somebody that they deserve to be on television.
Maybe they're thinking, like, it's getting canceled for a reason, so why will we pick up a show that's getting canceled?
Well,
from a business standpoint.
As a black network, you should know why.
We can't save all the hoes.
And it ain't a hoe.
Conor McGregor, speaking of hoes, Conor McGregor says that he is black below the waist.
That's racist. So you have a big dick, like, congratulations.
Do you?
I mean,
if you have to say it, do you?
Ooh.
Yeah, so a black woman, though, her name, and I, excuse me if I'm saying, pronouncing her last name wrong, because I probably am, Sandra Musujushu, Sue? It's M-U-S-U-J-U-S-U.
Musujushu.
Yeah. I think.
Yep.
Whatever. Anyway, so she discovered a new cancer treatment. Shout out to her, hashtag black girl magic.
How'd she do that? Like, what you mean?
What you mean how?
She a doctor?
Because she's smart, she's intelligent, and she got it going on. That's how. Black
well,
girl
all right.
magic.
Google that one.
I hate
my bad, even said bitch couldn't even pronounce her name and tell you what she actually did. She did something with cancer. Like, is she a cancer? Is this her horoscope, girl? Like, is her name Mitsubishi? Like, I'm just like, how am I gonna Google this and find out how to save my cancer? Like, I have a little black dot in my mouth now. I'm questioning. I think it's a pepper that got caught up in my gum, but I'm worried.
But you know what? The internet was like, please, like, erase her picture.
What?
Protect her because they feel like the government is just gonna like wipe her out because all of a sudden she has this cure.
She's like
possibly because they all of the herbalists, especially like the black ones, they die from natural causes.
Oh, this is some Michael Jackson stuff.
No, not Mike. We all know how he died, or do we?
That man killed him.
Just like
don't
kill
Tupac.
Did you see the movie Detroit?
Mm-mm.
Me either, but I read that they erased black women.
Wait, what?
I heard that they erased...
Oh, this is that movie?
No, Guerrilla was a series that I can definitely vouch and say they did. But Detroit, I haven't seen it. I've just read reviews and like people were like, this is ridiculous. This is now... Like, this should not be happening. Why do they keep erasing black women's voices and their contribution to the movement? Which is ridiculous.
Oh, crazy.
Haven't seen it. That's what I heard. Am I going to watch it? Maybe if it comes on a Redbox, but...
Mm-hmm. Or you know, one of them, you know, movie 2K sites.
I'm not even going to do that. I'm not going to risk a virus. So, there is that.
Well, I'll watch on someone else's computer.
Let's do...
I'll be like, oh my God, you ever seen that website, movie 2K?
Let's watch Detroit.
I don't know if that's actually it, but...
I don't know.
But I'll put a virus. Surely will put a virus, a little Mac antivirus right on someone's computer so I can watch my... I was actually talking to Mark about it. He's like, I'm sure you can find Power Rangers Rainbow right now.
Let's look on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, we're gonna
use the studio computer for that first.
Yeah, feel free.
White people gotta love them. Yeah, totally, dude. Bro,
yeah.
You totally can come over and use everything that I have in my freaking house.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm here to help, all right? Yeah, that's what... Anything to help, yeah.
My mom comes out the garage. You let all the neighbors drink all goddamn Capri Suns. Mom.
Thirsty, Mom.
I used to go over to my white friend's house
and eat all our shit.
Because they had the good stuff. I used to eat all of their freaking pizza pockets.
Yep.
And I used to be like, tell your mom that you guys need more. I did. Tell them you guys need more.
You were popsicles? That little black friend. She would be the one that walked right up to my mom and be like, those pizza rolls were really good. You should get the combination ones, though.
You should get the combos next time. And those popsicles, they're gone. Can you get the banana ones next time, though? And her mom was so sweet. Like, she would legit always have banana popsicles in the freezer for me.
Aw, spoiled little brat.
They loved me. I know. I was like, thank you so much. I would go home. Like, Mom, I'm full. I ate already. You ain't even got to make dinner.
Your mom's, like, feeling some sort of way alive.
Like, where did you eat? Over Michelle's house?
Yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Shout out to all my white friends. I love y'all. All right, so that's all of the stories that I had today.
That's it. Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. We got to go out to Bounce in the... What is... Can you tell Mark the...
Iggy Azalea. Bounce. Nope.
Nope. All right. Well...
You're telling me that now? Like, you should have told me, like, before.
Well, I mean, she kind of threw it out there mid-show. But,
yeah, Mitchell, you weren't listening, but
you know,
that's
we
good.
Rant or whatnot.
Everyone, you can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
Me at DJ Jesse J.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.